This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We cover all kinds of things in the Umpqua Valley, and along with all of our political, business, community interviews, we like to do some things in the summertime about some of the special music that comes to the Umpqua Valley. We're going to do that now. Music on the Half Shell tomorrow night. A couple more concerts in that series. Jametta Rose and the Voices of Creation will be at the Half Shell. Jametta's in Portland right now, and Jametta, thanks for being on the radio with us.
Hi, thanks for having me. Are you able to hear me fine?
You sound just fine. Starting off, tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into music.
My background, how I got into music, wow. Well, if you, God rest my mother, but if you ask my mother, she'd say, I can hear singing, that I, once I was born, I was humming. That's what I did. Most babies cry. And I came out screaming, I guess, but then I stopped crying and started humming. So I like to say I've been singing for as long as I can remember.
Now, what led you into the idea, though? It's one thing to sing and enjoy singing. It's another thing to do it as a full-time life work. How did you get going in that way?
All right. Well, you know, literally I've been singing for as long as I can remember. So I started singing in the Children's Sunshine Choir at my church. And then I was the youth choir director at my church. I was always very, creative in that way, wanting to make activities for myself and make it interesting that we were learning these principles or whatever. And so that has always been a part of me. But I think seriously pursuing music, probably when I was about 12, I heard about some audition, and I begged my mom to take me to this audition that led into me doing lots of showcases and stuff. So it was an audition for an organization called Jammin' for Kids Sakes. And Sheila Ferguson was the owner of that. And she mentored tons of kids that wanted to get on stage. And she would have you audition and put you in different groups. And so I think about 12 is when I really started pursuing sharing my gifts.
So how many years has the Voices of Creation been together?
The choir and I started the choir with Jack Maybe in 2019. So we have been together 6 years.
And how did it all come together?
It all came together, I would say, it looked faster than it actually was. So I have been having certain songs that are on these new projects that seem like new music to you have been songs that I would just hum to myself to make it through challenging or stressful times in my life. And it would just kind of be like these mantras or songs that I was singing. And I never made it a part of my solo repertoire because it didn't sound solo. It sounded like I heard all these harmonies. And, you know, I think that what made me decide to do the choir was wanting to bring the joy and take out the competition that is so often placed upon us artists. Even if we don't feel the competition, the competitive nature, it's just the nature of the game of everyone needs their livelihood to be covered and everyone is offering their gifts. And so it's only so many people that are going to get what they completely need. At least that's what they tell us and that's what we believe. And so you can experience it that way. And so I was experiencing it that way. I was experiencing limits and I was experiencing lack of progress, even though I was watering the fields, tilling the soil, you know, doing the work that needed to be done. I just couldn't see what else I needed to do to make the wheels go forward for my solo endeavor. And so I started to just think about, well, maybe I won't sing at all. Maybe I'll just try to get a corporate job. And I was like, well, Jametta, you know, you spent a whole lot of time doing this singing thing. That sounds like not only giving up, but it kind of sounded like a whimsical, very dark thought. Like, are you trying to, like, leave the place? Because you don't know nothing else. So what you mean you're not going to sing? And so I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to sing with people. I want to remember that I love singing with people. I've never been competitive minded when it comes to singing, voice, vocal expression. I never thought I was the best, and I always admired the voices I could hear, and I just wanted to sound pretty too. You know what I'm saying? And so I do feel like I acknowledge the power and the gift of my voice from God, but I acknowledge that it is a gift. No one taught me how to sing. So I could wake up tomorrow and no music would come out. I don't know why it does. So I'm very grateful. And so I wanted to get back into a space where gratitude was leading my way, as opposed to what I didn't have, or, you know, you should have made it by now. You're so talented. You should have made it. That's not gratitude. That's not grateful for what I've done, for what I did do. And so I moved into a gratitude mindset. And I think that that's what helped me to start thinking about this music that had kind of been just whimsical and something to comfort myself, as something I would share with other people and try to figure out how would I teach them the music. And, you know, you got to really believe in what you've written before you can teach it to someone else. And so it was also this vulnerable space of, okay, I have these ideas, but are they going to like them or want to do them? And so I think that we all develop trust for one another in that way. I put up an Instagram post that said I was starting this choir. Certain people sent in audition tapes. Shout out to Roz, one of the members. I knew Roz in L.A., but I had no idea she sang. And so when I was saying that I was starting this choir, she was one of the first people. And she was like, no, girl, I used to sing in musical theater. I don't use my voice. I want to use it. And I'm like, wow. Oh, wow, it's so many people that want to use their voice, that want to use it to just feel better, to just heal, to program their thoughts. You know, singing is a vibration, and it is a higher vibration than speech. Speech is great. It's very creative as well. It creates the world, you know. It's different levels of that creativity. And so singing together, it just felt like, wow, we can like raise the vibration in the room and in each other. I was like, I'm going to do it. And so Jack Maybe is our organist and music director, and he co-founded this with me because I had the idea, but I needed someone with wisdom, skill, and patience and like humility to work with, so that I could feel comfortable enough to try my ideas. Because like I said, no one taught me to sing. I don't read sheet music the best. I just hear and feel music. And so I had to be able to tell someone who is very learned my idea. And so Jack was the perfect person for me to start this with, because he always told me just how good my ideas were from the beginning. And then he could have like musical things that might be like, well, that might not be right, but he would be willing to try it. And then we would find that it wasn't wrong. This wasn't orthodox. And so that I feel like helped to start this momentum. It started in a very need for trust space. You know, everybody had to trust each other and grow the bond, you know, organically. And so we have done that. And so we started making demos in January of 2019. I would go to Jack's house every Tuesday after work. I was working as a receptionist, and I would go and record new parts of the idea. It could be a new song, or each week we were trying to do a song, but I had to sing all the harmony ideas, and I had to work with Jack. Like, he would hear a bass line, but maybe I heard a couple of notes different, so I would be singing him these bass lines, and he's playing it with his feel, and I'm like, yeah, that's how that feels like the song. So it took about 3 months of that, and then in March of 2019, that's when I put out a call on Instagram saying, who wants to be in this choir? And April 4th of that next month, we had our first choir rehearsal. And I'm happy and proud to say that most of the people that came to that first choir rehearsal are still in the choir. And those who aren't, they had to leave, not because they, were mad. It's never been a parting of ways like that. It's a respectful thing for the growth of every individual. And so when people, their lives take them in spaces where they can't make the commitment, because we rehearse every Saturday for about 3 hours. sure that they know new songs, they know the old songs, if it's new members. And so it's a lot of planning involved. And so it's just been great that people stuck with me since 2019. And that's the story of the beginning.
Wow, pretty fascinating. Jametta, stay on the line here. We're going to hear a part of one of the tunes. They're going to be at the Half Shell tomorrow night. Jametta Rose and the Voices of Creation. Things are getting better. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Yeah. savings account all the time.
Wow. Jametta Rose, the voices of creation. Things are getting better inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. And they will be at Music on the Half Shell tomorrow night. Jametta Rose on with us right now. That is pretty incredible music.
Yay! Thank you. I like how you said, wow. That's it. We want to find the wow factor for sure.
Wow, yeah. And
thank you so much.
Some great instrumentation there with the horns and the organ and all of that. How many shows are you guys doing this year?
How many shows are we doing this year or while we're up here?
No, throughout the year. Do you have any idea?
I do have some idea because I do book most of the shows, but once the show is done, I don't keep a tally, but we are performing quite frequently and regularly in our city and internationally on tours every summer, usually. And now we're finally breaking into this American market, being happy to be here in Oregon. And so, you know, this is an indie project. You know, I started this at a reception desk writing some lyrics. And so as it grows, maybe it'll be a time where, because we definitely have a calendar. I have a website for us now. I have an IG. So it's just, as this thing gets better, I'm starting to have more infrastructure around the creation and around the vision, and I'm starting to have the team form that's going to help me be able to say, oh, yeah, we had 80 shows this year. You know, that's a goal, to be able for everyone to be able to be comfortable and paid well. Because the thing is, there's so many people that what is a well-paid gig for another artist ends up being like, all right, can y'all do this? Because, you know, you might make $100, you might make $200. Or, you know, like, I can't wait for the budgets to grow is all I'll say. And when they do, I'll probably be able to tell you how many shows we had in that year. But each time we grace and get on a stage, we're grateful and we bring the joy. And we've been doing that more and more.
Well, a couple minutes left on the program. Did you ever think about going the traditional singer with a band route, or was the idea always to have this type of choir?
I had a band for many years. Shout out to Tolly Ramirez, Raymond Rios, Simeon Shig, Reggie Johnson. I had a band in L.A., and I was singing, and, you know, we were recording, but I wasn't able to get it pressed up. It was just... Having a band, you're always responsible for someone. So no, I feel like I love singing. I love singing. I just realized here recently that I can also sing without any instruments and have just as much impact, which has been beautiful to find out. I'm still very grateful for every musician that I collaborate with, but it's nice to know that I can command a room with just my voice, and the people will sing with me, and we can heal ourselves. I know that I can do that now, and it doesn't require a tambourine, a guitar. It doesn't require anything. The voice, just like the heart, which is the first drum, the heartbeat is the first drum. The voice was the first instrument, and so I think I'm wonderfully happy to have the choir support me and actually be able to use their voices and step out on their own endeavors with their voice, you know.
And we're going to end it there because we're out of time. Jametta Rose and the Voices of Creation, Music on the Half Shell tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at the Nichols Band Shell in Roseburg Stewart Park, 1257 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.